Joining us, and we are probably going to murder this name, is Christine Desjarlais.
Desjarlais.
It was a good. We tossed it around a campfire last night trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Wisconsin say the French well. Yeah.
I'm not from Wisconsin.
We're from Philadelphia.
We're from Philly.
Oops. Okay,
anyway. Anyway, and you're from ConocoPhillips. I love it when they wear shirts that have the company name.
Yeah, we do that to help you out.
It's a shame she doesn't have her name embroidered on that. Then we wouldn't have any trouble at all.
We'll add that next year.
Okay. And then we'll put the questions on your back. So, you guys are, ConocoPhillips is sponsoring the West Ramp. How did this come about?
Yeah, well, ConocoPhillips has had a presence at EAA for a number of years, but in the past couple of years, we've been talking a bit with EAA about increasing our presence. I think it's a fantastic show, obviously, and we'd like to show our spirit of aviation history and be able to showcase that a little bit more. So we began talking with EAA about what we could do to increase our presence here, and this is how it came out.
Well, you've been you've had a rebate program going for people who fly Young Eagles now. That's been in effect for a bunch of years.
Yeah, and we're going to continue that, absolutely. And some of the things we're doing here over at the West Ramp for this show is we actually have a flight simulator, so Young Eagles can come in and get some flight time credit.
Nice.
While they're here.
Very nice, right. And the free gas promotion?
I'm not sure we're doing free gas for life here today. Sorry. No, I haven't heard that one. Sorry.
All right.
Well, look at it this way. You know, if you put the free gas together with the Ford, you've got it made.
Exactly. Maybe we can put together a package deal. We'll run over and talk to
work
them.
On that.
So what are the advantages of being a sponsor here at AirVenture?
Yeah. Well, a couple things. Obviously, I mean, there are a lot of people here, you all know, that are here for they're aviation enthusiasts or this is what they do for a living. And so we're able to showcase our products, our history, our enthusiasm about aviation. We actually are selling aviation lubricants at our tent over at the ConocoPhillips Plaza. So anybody who needs
some
lubes.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, I know. It is a mouthful. Anybody who needs some lubes can pop on over and get some for the whole week. And other than that, just showcasing our history and really helping people understand what a valuable place aviation plays with our company.
Well, let's expand on that. How long has ConocoPhillips been involved in aviation?
80 years. Actually,
you guys invented the airplane.
Yeah. ConocoPhillips actually produced aviation fuel before it produced automotive fuel.
Wow. Now, that's intriguing.
Yeah.
Usually, it's the other way around. Yeah. Oh, you know, they look automobile gasoline or aviation gasoline,
and they said, "Well, there's less airplanes. Let's do that."
Yeah, this is easier. Let's blend avgas.
Yeah, no, we started in the 20s producing aviation gasoline, aviation fuel, and have a long history, obviously, with supporting things like the Dole Race and Wiley Post on his trip up into the jet stream, and we also have done a number of fuels additives in World War II. We put together a wonderful additive that really helped make our airplanes be able to fly further in the war, which helped, obviously, the Allied forces win World War II, and been supportive of EAA for a number of years and the Young Eagles program since 1996, given over $1 million toward that program to help kids learn more about math and science and build a love of flight.
That's a fair chunk of change.
Yeah,
too.
You guys are in it for the long haul.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very important part of our business and a part of our history as well.
So then we're assuming that you're going to continue the sponsorship involved with the Young Eagles program then.
Yeah, I hope so. It's a great program. I mean, not only is it wonderful from the aviation standpoint, but our business in oil and gas is a lot about math and science. So those are two disciplines that are very near and dear to our heart. And the Young Eagles program really helps put those disciplines into play for kids and helps them develop a love of math and science as they're learning about the wonders of flight as well.
Are you a pilot as well?
I am not, but both my mother and father are.
So you've done a fair share of flying then.
I have. My dad had some small planes when I was growing up, and I've done my fair share of travel in small aircraft since I was 2 years old. So, yeah, absolutely.
Did you bring them with you?
I actually tried to get them to come.
And they didn't want to come.
No, it's not that they didn't want to. It was a business. They couldn't get away for the week. So it was the week that it is. It was difficult for them. But, yeah, I tried to get them to come. I was like, hey, come on up to Wisconsin. It's cooler up here. And beautiful, beautiful state, beautiful location, a fantastic. My dad would be in heaven right now.
Yeah, he'd be in aluminum overload.
Yeah,
exactly.
He would be. I brought my camera so I could take some pictures for him. So I promised that.
I hope you brought a lot of memory cards.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're sitting here. You know, ConocoPhillips is heavily involved in sponsorships and everything. What is your end goal with all these sponsorships? Are there other sponsorships that you're talking about further down the pike?
With EAA?
Yeah.
No, not right now. I mean, I think this is our first year. We've been at AirVenture for a number of years. Primarily our brands. This is the first time we've had a corporate presence here. And so we're sort of just breaking new ground this year, seeing how it goes, and hopefully we'll be able to build on our presence here in the coming years. We're expecting some of our executives to come up this week, including our chairman and CEO, who is a pilot himself and who comes every year.
Good man.
I understand there is actually a street named after him here somewhere, Mulville Way. So somewhere here in the, on the complex.
I'm not sure either.
He'll be up on Friday. Loves it. Comes every year. And, of course, is highly supportive of AirVenture and of EAA in general.
Now, if people want to go and take a look at your products close up at hand, exactly where are you located?
Yeah. We're just over on the actually, you can see us from here. Not that folks, you know, on the radio. But we're actually over at ConocoPhillips Plaza. On the West Ramp, which is just sort of catty corner from the large Ford display, which has been here for a number of years. So if folks want to come out and see us, we're just right across the ConocoPhillips Plaza.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's one of the larger tents out there.
It is a large tent, and inside you can come in. As I mentioned earlier, we have the Young Eagles flight simulator. We also have a nice history of the company that showcases a lot of our aviation history. We've got some information on all of our brands, not only our Phillips 66 aviation gasoline, but also our aviation fuel, but also our Kendall lubricants, aviation lubricants, our 76 Conoco and Phillips 66 gasoline. You can fill out some trivia cards and win some die-cast airplanes. And the other really cool thing that we have sitting right in front of our tent is a 1938 Lockheed 12A Electra that's fully restored.
Saw that fly in yesterday.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I stuck my head in it earlier. I was afraid to get in because my feet were grassy, and I was afraid I would get it all messy, but I stuck my head in. The gentleman who he bought it several years ago and has spent over $1 million restoring it back to its original 1938 status. And it is a, he looked into the history of it, and it was a plane owned by Phillips Petroleum Company, bought it new in 1938, and it was a plane used to fly our executives, including Frank Phillips, the founder of our company,
nice,
around to our different operations. It's really neat, so I encourage people to come out and take a look at it. It's beautifully restored.
You got a piece of ConocoPhillips history sitting there.
Yeah, and the gentleman who owns it was kind enough to let us bring it out and put it in front of our tent all week long. So
nice.
It's beautiful. It's very shiny, and it's very, very nice.
One other important question about the ConocoPhillips tent. Is it air conditioned?
It's not, but we have the flaps are open. I was in there for about the first hour of the day, and it is absolutely cool sitting in there. So
we do have a pretty good breeze blowing today. Yeah. That'll definitely help. I have to stop by and check it out.
Stop by. So I encourage you, if you're hot, stop by at 1 o'clock. From 1 to 2, we're giving out popsicles to everybody.
We're there.
Little way to get cool during the day.
and ConocoPhillips, real quick, has no plans on leaving aviation fuel market, I hope.
I can't imagine it. No.
Good.
Why would we?
Good.
No,
so
it's
wherever direction it goes, you guys are going with it.
Great business for us. Absolutely. Good. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That makes us feel better.
Yeah, we do. Now we know we can get gas.
Yeah.
What good is an airplane
for your car
without fuel?
And your plane?
Right.
Both.
Right.
Right. Phillips 66.
Good.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you. Christy. I was about to say Renee because Renee Desjardins sounds so good.
I actually have a sister-in-law named Renee Desjardins. So.
Well, there you go. You go. See that? You almost had the right person.
I'll tell her you mentioned her on the radio.
Yeah.
She'll be thrilled.
She lives in Philly.
Oh, God.
We talked about this,
no
right?
Kidding.
Billy, yeah, just to bring things full circle.
All right, great. Well, thank you for joining us,
okay.
And I imagine we'll see you out there on the ConocoPhillips Plaza.
You'll be the one out there drooling on the Electra.
Yeah, absolutely, and eating a popsicle. Absolutely.
There you go.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.